I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, it's me, Mike. I run the Sonar Podcast Network, the very one you're listening to right now. I love podcasting and I love the Canadian podcast community. And if you're a podcaster, work in podcasting, or just someone who loves podcasts, you're going to want to listen up. I'm proud to announce that I've been working very hard behind the scenes on an incredible podcasting event in Toronto on June 6th, the Soundwave Summit 2024. And as a Sonar listener, you get 15% off on all tickets with the code SONAR15. An awesome group of podcast companies and creators have banded together to create a space for podcasters and fans to build community, share knowledge, and celebrate indie productions. There will be a ton of informative sessions all day, including talks from Canada Land, Vocal Fry, Black Canadian Creators, Lead Podcasting, and of course, from us, the Sonar Network. And in the evening, there will be a showcase of live podcast recordings from Blacklantic, Squirrel Talk, and the Women of Ill Repute. And it's all emceed by the amazingly talented and Survivor-winningest host of Happy to See Me podcast, Erica Kostupinen. Join us for insightful workshops on podcasting, networking with industry pros, drinks, and overall amazing opportunities to meet and collaborate with like-minded podcast lovers. Come for the sessions in the day, the live podcast showcase at night, or better yet, come for the whole thing. Tickets are going fast, so get them now at thesoundwavesummit.com. And don't forget to use the code SONAR15 for 15% off all tickets. That's SONAR15. See you there.
Welcome to Break a Wish, the podcast where all your dreams come true, but with terrible, ironic consequences. I'm your host, Maddox Campbell. This episode is a best wishes debate. I will present my guests with two wishes connected by a theme, and they will debate which one you should take if presented with both. Previously, we had, would you rather never be able to get too hot or never be able to get too cold? It was a close race on Facebook, but a complete blowout on Twitter. Final results, 91% for never get too hot on Twitter, 55% for never get too hot on Facebook. This week, we don't want to make any waste. We asked, would you rather have all your trash magically disappear or never need to use a washroom again? I'm joined by Corey Birch and Janelle McGinnis to clean up this mess. Welcome to Break a Wish, the podcast where all your dreams come true, but with terrible, ironic consequences. We're having one of our best wishes debate episodes. Joining me, we have Corey Birch.
Hey, how's it going, guys? My name is Corey. Is that a normal way to start?
That's a normal way to start. Thank you.
Great.
And Janelle McGinnis.
Hello.
That's a non-normal way to start. Okay, but either way, the debate we're having this time is two different versions of waste removal. You can either have your trash all magically disappears, or you never need to go to the bathroom. Corey, which did you pick of these two?
Well, I picked your trash magically disappears because I feel like that's probably the best for the planet. Just in general, you know, it's a big issue. I don't know if you've heard of the floating pile of garbage in the ocean. Imagine imagine if that could just disappear. That'd be great. But Janelle,
you chose. Well, okay, so I'm going to clarify this. This is your trash. This is you personally. How much of the Pacific Garbage Patch did you do personally, Corey?
Most of it.
Most of it. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. And Janelle, which wish did you go with?
My wish is that I would never have to use the washroom ever again to pee or poop.
Yeah, that's right.
She just used people's faces.
Yeah, because let me tell you, I get annoyed every time nature calls because I got to stop doing whatever I'm doing. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I commiserate. Even more is I'm someone who can't deal with like having to go and not being able to. That's a very bothersome mental state to be in.
Oh, yes. Because then what if it just lets loose and you're in a forest? I don't know.
Wait, what?
What's going on?
I said I was annoyed. I don't feel like I said I ever let loose.
Yeah. What do you mean let loose, Janelle?
Let's not pretend that sometimes Mother Nature doesn't kick open the door.
Doesn't kick open the door? What are these? You're mixing so many metaphors, Janelle. Are you saying that you pee in public places often?
No, not often, but it's never out of the realm of possibility, and that's what stresses me out.
Right. It's okay. Always possible that nature could win and you could end up in a mess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
End up in a mess.
I'm trying to say it nicely.
Yeah, I know.
And like maybe I'm extra stressed about it because as a woman, like sometimes you bleed when you hope that you won't, and then you're just, you know, at a mall and you're like, oh no.
Why did I wear my white pants today?
And so like maybe for that reason it's like the forefront of my mind, like anything could happen anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Or maybe I'm just an anxious person, who's to say?
I mean, it's fair. Okay, do you ever get anxious about your trash?
No.
I tried to raise that as a possible qualm for your thought
process. She throws it out and forgets about it immediately.
I mean, I try to take good care of it and like deal with it responsibly, but
now it sounds like it's a baby.
Yeah. Yeah. She raises it.
I support
it. Feeds it. Yeah. Keeps it for 18 years and then throws it out into the world.
But still, like, stays in contact. If it needs anything, money, I can help it out. That Clif Bar wrapper.
Yeah. All right, let's counter the other way then. So, Corey, how strong is your bladder retention, I guess?
I mean, it's fine. No better or worse than the average person, I feel. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it is. I do see the point that, yeah, it is annoying to have to use the washroom sometimes when it's inconvenient for you if you're in the middle of something. But I feel like if I could get rid of all my waste, that would be great for my my green footprint on the world.
What can you give us like a number of how much trash? Like you're in a household.
Yeah.
You and your wife.
Yeah.
How much trash do you guys make per week about? Talking about like one green bag, we're talking about two green bags, we're talking about a whole bunch of recycle on the side.
Yeah, I mean it's usually just a bag of garbage, a bag of green, and a recycling bag. So not like a crazy amount, but still it'd be nice to like not contribute.
You could just feel like you would be like high and mightier then. Because you could be like,
yeah,
I'm doing this.
I want to rub it in people's faces.
These landfills aren't my fault. That's on you.
It literally could not be my fault. How do you feel about that?
Exactly. Yeah, no, I don't know. It just feels like the right choice to make. I don't know. If everybody chose that, then we would, again, not have that garbage patch or burning tar pits. And, you know, I also contribute to the tar pits.
Naming poops are having any impact on the environment?
Nine.
Yeah, they do say that, like, yeah, cow farts specifically are what is contributing largely to the greenhouse gas emissions.
They ended up clarifying that it was mostly the cow burps.
Yeah.
But it's just funnier to say farts. So everyone says farts, but it's mostly burps. But I get why we say farts.
And they thought of a solution of like putting masks on the cows to reduce it, but that's insane.
They also can reduce it by mixing some seaweed into their diet.
Yes.
Apparently, like reduces it by like a large percentage or something like
but
that.
But how are we going to get these cows into the ocean?
Yeah, I know.
Impossible problem to solve.
What is a sea cow? I know I've heard the term, but is it milkable? Whatever it is.
maybe it's like a sea monkey where it's like it actually has nothing to do with a monkey and it's just a shrimp.
Yeah. No, they're like, I think they're like sea lions, right? Like it's just another name.
Yeah. It's a really mean name for sea lions.
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't a sea lion. That was a sea cow.
A manatee. A manatee is a sea cow.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So yeah, it is just someone throwing shade. Yeah. At both cows and manatees, I guess, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's probably like, goes back to, like, to way back when like they first discovered them. Like, oh my God, that cow's in the water.
That cow. And then they bring it out and it dies.
Yeah.
I guess they can be milked then.
But like, okay,
that's the main question.
Maybe if we all didn't waste so much time pooing and pee-peeing.
I don't know where that came from.
Pooing and pee-peeing.
Yeah. Not poo-poo and peeing. To be clear, they're very different.
We would have time to come up with the solutions like getting the seaweed to the cows so they burp less and save the planet.
The time saved could stop global warming.
Okay, wait a minute. Does this apply to the entire world?
No, this is still true. This is a wish for you alone.
Okay,
well, so I see a lot. So,
yeah. So Janelle thinks that if she had a bit more time, she could solve global warming on her own.
Yes. What an insane concept! Wait, would you say that you pee and poo more than you produce garbage? How many bags of pee and poo do you fill?
Yeah, per week in your household, how many bags would
you
say?
Well, when I opened up my litter box toilet, it was quite a lot. Yeah, okay. Like, maybe I make more trash than I do pee-pee and poo. But let me tell ya.
Tell us.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I don't make a lot of trash, but I still pee a lot.
I mean, you can't stop. You can't have a light week, because then that means you're not eating or drinking, I guess. And then you die.
Also, okay, if I don't have to pee-pee or poo,
yeah.
Does that mean
that I have to... such a weird distinction you're making? We're calling it pee pee and just one poo instead of pee pee poo poo or pee and poo. This is a nonsense conversation.
I have incredible health because my body it just like can get rid of negative things that it would normally have to get rid of like so well that like would that also go into like disease?
Or is this an ironic cost where she just retains everything?
No, okay.
She becomes a human trash bag.
So I think we're putting it somewhere between those two preposterous scenarios. So one, you are not somehow converting all the food you eat directly into energy so that there is no waste, like a warp core reactor in a starship, but inside your body. That would be insane. But you're also not just having it build up until you burst.
Why can't I just absorb all the energy? That seems great.
There's so much more energy than if you could turn matter directly into energy. That's the whole E=MC² thing. There's so much energy in there.
And that's why I'd be able to solve climate change.
You would be a nuclear power plant, like more than.
Don't cross me, because when I blow up, I blow up.
Or the other blow up is also bad. They're both bad blow ups. I would say like, you still generate it like in your gut, but then it just sort of like disappears from the gut. Never has to come out the body. Like at some point at the intestines that it gets disappeared by magic.
Mm.
Though Corey's pointing out health here.
Yeah.
Sometimes our waste is an indicator of health. It's how they test for some things.
Oh yeah. They look through your pee-pee and poos.
And poos. as they say, you would not be able to give those, nor would you be able to give a reasonable explanation to why you refuse to supply a urine sample.
I can't.
That's why I'm like, would I be a perfect specimen of health then? Like, maybe I wouldn't need to give pee pee and poo samples.
Okay, but imagine, I don't know, you play a sport or you have a work where they're being total jerks about it and they want to do drug testing. you can't provide a urine sample.
Or just pay a friend.
You'd have to pay a friend, but I feel like at a high enough level, they won't, the watch or something. However they do it at the Olympics?
Yeah, they look right at your donger.
Yeah, I think they look at your donger.
Okay, okay, well.
Or lady donger, sorry, I yes, want to be inclusive.
Yes, my lady donger, thank you. Which is still a penis. but with the trash, if the world finds out that you can just disappear trash, suddenly they're sending Corey Burch off to that trash pile in the middle of the ocean so he can make it disappear, and he just has to live in trash for the rest of his life.
Wait, what? He just like picks it up and drops it.
Is that what this means? I have to go pick it up one piece at a time?
I think you tried to present this as a negative case and just really gave Corey a superpower.
I mean, it's good for the planet, but Corey has to live in trash.
I don't know if that's that big a deal to Corey. Corey?
He is Oscar the Grouch.
How would you feel about like your main job being picking up trash and dropping it so it magically disappears because the world decides that's the best way to use your talents?
My talent!
It's a great talent for a talent show.
I am much of a garbage man myself, so yeah. I mean, I guess if it was really making an impact, that'd be a good thing. But
you'd be okay with that being like your whole life is like going out, picking stuff up, putting it down, and having it disappear?
Could I listen to a podcast as I do it?
No.
Okay, then great.
I think it has to be this one.
It has to be.
Okay.
This episode. Or getting meta. And that's when I agreed to this? God damn. yeah, I don't know. It seems like, again, like a very noble thing to do. But yeah, I feel like I'd get sick of that pretty soon. That's why I like the idea of it just being, yeah, I don't produce garbage.
Okay, so it's like you keep it as a secret identity that you are.
Yeah.
He wears glasses and no one knows.
Exactly. Clark Kent of trash.
What would be the name of such a superhero, I guess?
The Trash Man.
I feel like you could do better. The Universal Disposal or something?
The Recycler.
All right. Yeah. You're not really recycling, though. You're destroying.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the trash would disappear, but like we wouldn't be able to recycle it. So his recyclables, would those disappear too?
Yeah.
All the glass that can be like re-glassed into more glass? Is he
re-glassed?
Is he getting rid of it?
Now, sad environmentalism fact. Most of the like plastic bottles that we recycle, most of them get thrown in the trash anyway. We only have the capacity to recycle like 10% or something.
Yeah.
Oof.
So, yep. You're actually still doing good if you're just cutting down the amount that we send to recycling places.
Yeah. So.
What about sewage?
Yeah, exactly.
Sewage plants also, you know, take a lot of energy and power and work in their.
Yeah, and how much is Janelle personally contributing to
personally making? Again, I'm
dunging up the system.
I'll send you some receipts.
Oh, God.
Does the guy from the waste disposal plant call you up after you take a vacation and be like, hey, were you out of town? I just noticed the levels.
Hey, it was so clean and smelled great down there today.
Jim and I are very close. He can spot me a mile off.
The levels on my meter dipped a bit. Let's go to the attack round then. So let's go open attacks on each other's ideas. Why would you not want the other one as much? Don't be so friendly. Come on.
No. I mean, I just feel like getting rid of like a certain amount of trash in the world would be good. And like, sure, not having to pee or poo-poo would like it's sure for sure convenient and it would make certain aspects of life easier, but I don't know. I just feel like getting rid of garbage is just a good thing. Am I crazy? Yeah, I am. But That's for other reasons.
I think you're thinking too much about other people and not thinking enough about yourself and yourself only. And that's what this world lacks.
Selfishness.
When are you running for prime minister, Janelle?
But hear me out. Like, yes, trash is not good. But like I said.
Oh, hot take.
Like I said, think about all the time you are saving by not using the washroom. And yeah, some people have big bladders and can go like twice a day. I cannot. So that's a lot of time. I have a small bladder. So that's a lot of time. So I can work more and donate more money from the money that I earn and spend more time figuring out how to give the cow seaweed. Whereas like if your trash just disappears, it's like you're still wasting important hours of the day just sitting in your own shit reading a book.
I agree with you in principle, but the amount of passion you gave into that makes me worried about your health. Please go see a doctor.
Yeah,
I think you're spending too much time in the washroom.
What's going on there? Yeah, it's concerning.
Oh, but guys, the doctor can't tell me anything because
all right,
I don't.
He can't poop into his cup.
Like, doctor, how about you poop into this cup and then we'll see. It's also my pickup line. My pickup line that I use.
How does that work?
Hey, good? Cowboy.
Cowboy?
I refer to everyone as a cowboy.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's good.
Yeah.
It's better than sea cow. Hey, sea cow, how's about
it? Although sea cow is gender neutral, so probably better.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Oh, yeah, I guess cow.
Sea cow.
Oh, we love a sweet sea cow. It sounds like I'm trying to say something else.
Yeah, like cacao.
Oh.
What kind of milk is this? Can you add some sea cacao? Which, as Maddox established, can be milked.
Yeah, I mean they're mammals, right? They're sea mammals. They gotta be milkable somewhere. Is it good milk? I don't know.
It's probably a bit salty. Ooh.
Can you make
salty
Can you make cheese out of it? Would salty cheese be good? I don't know.
Yeah, salty cheese, of course, is good. Salty milk, maybe not.
But these are answers I think we need to investigate. They've moved up my priority list.
I think that's
investigating sea cow milk. Oh, right. We have a debate. Okay, we're still doing a debate. Okay, final statements then. You want to convince our audience. Last thing you want to say to convince them to go to your side.
Okay.
Take it away.
Sure. Not having to go to the washroom. Very convenient. But not producing any garbage. I don't want to say that I am a hero, but I'm a hero.
Okay. Didn't want to say it, but you did say it.
Yeah. Janelle, go ahead.
Okay. Just imagine how much confidence you would exude knowing that you never have to step foot in a horrific bathroom ever again. You would never have to pee and not be able to. You would be filled with so much confidence that you could get anything done.
It's you going to the washroom preventing you from doing
You would become all powerful with confidence.
I'm not living up to my fullest potential because I gotta make a poo-poo.
I mean, sometimes you gotta get to a washroom and one is not nearby. So what do? You pee in a bottle sometimes, you know? I don't know. What?
That really affects your self-worth?
I mean, I'm not gonna feel great peeing in a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a nice great bottle. Song by Madonna. Oh, I'm a pee in this bottle, baby.
Madonna? You think Madonna song meant? Wait,
whose song is that? Is that not Madonna?
It's like Christina Aguilera. Yeah.
Oh, oops. I did it again. Pretty soon.
Classic Cher. Classic Cher. Yeah, Cher. You fool.
All right, we've had our final arguments. Let's throw it out to the audience then. Would you rather be a hero of trash like Corey and have all your trash magically disappear? Or would you rather have the confidence that your shit don't stink because you don't shit at all like Janelle and never have to use the washroom again?
So brave.
I want to hear from you, audience, and let us know if there's any other wishes you'd like to hear us break down. Well, that's what we came up with, but we want to hear from you, your wishes, your thoughts, whether you take this wish or not. You can find us on Twitter at BreakAWishPod, email breakawishpod@gmail.com, join the BreakAWish discussion group on Facebook, and you can support the show by writing a review, telling a friend, or buying a t-shirt on TeePublic. All this information at breakawish.ca. For more Janelle McGinnis, you can check her out in episode 7 of the web series Steel Town Gaming on YouTube. Also find her on Instagram and YouTube by her name, Janelle McGinnis. That's MC, and then there's two N's and two S's. For more Corey Birch, he hosts Good News Toronto, the last Friday of every month at Comedy Bar. On social, he's at Corey Birch. Corey would also like to stress the importance to anyone with the power to make it happen of the return of Shaq-a-Roni Pizza to Papa John's. This is a Kicks and Giggles Entertainment production hosted by Maddox Campbell, themed by Matthew Reed, cover art by Justin Langford, and a proud member of the Sonar Podcast Network. More podcasts at thesonarnetwork.com. So, what would you wish for?
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.